Another life with Kicking Sunrise. I'm Andrew Dunlap, here to let you know that I'm going to take a quick break. But when we return, we have the final sports trivia question ever. Don't miss it. We have finally reached my final segment of the show. I hope you all are not really that nervous, because for today, we are simply going to be talking about the show itself. Since the spring of 2014, I have been giving you listeners multiple sports trivia questions covering various topics. To be precise, I covered 16 different sports topics. I know, crazy, right? But for my final question, I'll stop doing that. I say that this one will be truly fitting. I would like you listeners to try to name as many sports as you possibly can that I covered on the program. Can you name all 16? I don't know. Seems pretty tough to me. I will do my best to give you listeners as much time as I possibly can and give you to name as many sports as possible. Although when it is time I might try naming the more common sports I usually talk about really quick and then go into a little bit more detail about the uncommon topics. I rarely ever had a chance to come up with a format such as this to describe these types of questions, which makes this all more surprising when I do bring it up, this type of question. I think the last time I did it was naming several players in the NBA that come from France. I know I've used it here and there for various other topics, but I, for the life of me, can't come up with a lot. It's been very long, and yet I still can remember I covered 16 different sports. Come on, man. Yes, I did cover them. I made sure to keep track of it. So just for this day, for this very moment, I've been building up for this. So I'm going to keep talking about random nonsense such as this so I can I'll give you listeners time to keep thinking and guessing to yourselves aloud. Gosh, it's been so many years. I can't think of everything Andrew has covered, but I will try my darndest, for gosh sake. All right, I think it's time that I'm going to start naming off some more common sports that I talked about, such as the NFL, college football, and basketball, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. I have told you listeners before that I am not the biggest baseball fan. Whenever I'm not on the radio, I barely follow the sport. But I persevered when the seasons called for it, meaning like late spring, early fall is probably the more specific time when it called for it. And you guys were all willing to listen to me ramble and enjoy talking about the sport that brings you passion. I may not like it as much as you guys, but there's plenty of baseball fans out there that would love to hear me talk about it, and that's why I did it. Anyway, now for some that might not sound familiar, but the dominance of the U.S. in the Summer Olympics back in 2016 was also something very interesting to talk about. I also enjoy talking about the MLS and FIFA World Cup, if anyone remembers that all the way back in early 2014. We got I talked about Floyd Money Mayweather in boxing and Conor McGregor in UFC, especially when they both went at it in a boxing match. So boxing and UFC also both count as two individual ones. Some things you might have forgotten that I covered were the undefeated streaks of UConn women's basketball and Tiger Woods in golf. I remember one segment saying we continue our ongoing coverage of the fall of Tiger Woods in the Masters. Finally, we also go to Serena Williams, who had some impressive showings a year back in tennis or the U.S. Open. And finally, things you may have not even realized that I once covered, such as the Daytona 500 in NASCAR, WrestleMania in WWE, even a horse named American Pharoah who became a Triple Crown winner back in 2015. You forgot about it, didn't you? That's right. I covered a horse named American Pharoah who became the first Triple Crown winner in the 21st century to get first horse to win Triple Crown in 21st century. Wasn't that all exciting? And just like that, I just recapped everything that we missed in almost 4 years. I hope you all enjoyed, because now I'm hoping you all stay tuned for the community calendar that's coming up in a little bit. You're listening to the final lap for the final episode only on Fridays from 4 to 5:30 on WMCO 90.7 The Orbit.